A word for you from Isaiah 41 verses 21 and 22. Present your case, the Lord says. Bring forward your strong arguments, the King of Jacob says. Let them bring forth and declare to us what is going to take place. As for the former events, declare what they were, that we may consider them and know their outcome, or announce to us what is coming. Well, this is a surprising turn of events. This isn't the norm. This isn't how God usually speaks. But remember, God is never straitjacketed. He is unorthodox. He can do what he pleases. And here he says, let's argue. But he means it in a very subtle sense. In fact, in a sarcastic sense as well, because he says to his people, Israel, who had fallen away from him and had turned to idols, he is in this chapter trying to show them that their idols are of no value. But he wants them to see it for themselves. Because isn't that like us human beings, that unless we see it, we are not convinced? So he says, all right, well, convince me then. Bring your case. Present your case. Bring forth your strongest arguments, the King of Jacob says. And he says, bring your arguments and declare the former events and the future events, something which only gods can do, so-called gods, so that we may decide who is the winner in the argument. Show me that you have the power of your gods at hand. Bring to me the evidence of what you have declared in the past that they came about. Or if you want, tell me what's going to happen in the future. And of course, if God's people had eyes to see at this point, they would have humbled themselves and said, oh God, only you know. And indeed, as we consider this text today, we ourselves should be saying, Lord, only you know, for you are God. There have been many attempts at guessing the future, or sometimes confidently predicting the future. There are cults and sects, groups, sometimes within mainstream Orthodox groups, that tell the world how the world is going to end on a certain date. Of course, they become cults immediately after that. But only God knows the future, for he holds the future. It is in his control. Why don't you give yourself into his control, he who safely holds the future, for he is God.